when is the guy going to come to fix the fence? And today. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with today. He's coming early this morning. He's going to dig a bunch of post holes and pour some concrete, I think. And then probably come back tomorrow and put the fence back up. So yeah, fence day. And it's also sick day. Both kids got up this morning with fevers, so they're back in bed. Now whether or not the wife will go to work today, I don't know. She got up just as I was leaving the house, so we'll see. Could be another non-day, I don't know. We'll do what we'll do. I did have a good therapy session yesterday. Feeling kind of down because I'm not getting stuff done. I'm not getting the stuff that I should be getting done. And there's a lot of stuff happening, so. Okay, 18:30. Not bad, not a great mile, but not bad. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And in spite of that, I managed to get a lot done last week, the week before. Just not the stuff that I planned on. So I've got to fix that. Yeah, like, I've got to write a story, like, today. Oh, yeah. I don't know where I'm going to do that, but we'll see. 5,000 words. 4,000 words, plus or minus 1,000. So, 4 hours writing. I think I have a cool idea, though. The walk the fire thing has a peculiar aspect to it that that has an effect on the people who walk the fire, and it occurs to me that I could use that effect to tell a story. A little alternate history story. So yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm feeling kind of drained today, frankly. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Not exactly sure why. I woke up too early. And instead of trying to roll over and go back to sleep, I woke up and rolled over and got up because a cat was crying and scratching at the bedroom door. So by the time I got up and got the cat fed and got him quieted down, it was like, why not? Just get up. So, I may have to take a nap myself later when the fence guy flies, gets done with what he's doing, and heads on out, perhaps then. But I don't have to make a trip out to pick up kids this afternoon because they're both home and the neighbor's kids don't need a ride, so I probably should do the ribs today. I didn't get to them the other day. Maybe I'll get to them today. That would be a good thing to do. Start up the barbecue. Fire up the pit. I think I have everything I need to do that with today, so that could work. Trying to break through some of this fog here. Don't seem to be able to get too far down any train of thought today for some reason. My legs are tired. Not sure why. There's no reason for them to be. I didn't use them that much yesterday. But it's a gorgeous morning. Let's be upbeat. Let's focus on the positive and consider that I have to go home and work on my calendar, which still shows August. So it's no wonder I haven't made any of my goals for the month since I didn't write any down. So time to fix that again. Next week I have a dentist appointment, and it's just as well to get that taken care of. At least the first of the four visits taken care of. It's not helping my mental health any. Cars at this intersection this morning. I'm not quite sure why. So anyway, it's Tuesday the 11th of September. That's what it was. Yesterday's meander down memory lane. It's like, where did that come from? I think it came from the pine trees. I just walked past a pine tree a minute ago. And it has that very rich fall scent to it. Rich pine odor. Not like pine saw or the chemicals that we commonly use as pine-scented cleaners, actual pine. That's one of the things about the camp where I worked over the summers, was that it was in the pines. There was a lot of pine trees. So there was always the scent of pine and fall to come, because I was always there the last week of August. And in Maine, the last week of August is really, except for some few scattered days in September and October, that's really the last gasp. Nights are starting to get quite cool by the end of August, generally. Nights are starting to get kind of cool here, but still, 55 degrees is not by any stretch of the imagination cool by down east standards. That's a nice summer day. I wonder if I picked up the crud. Myself. I suppose it wouldn't be too surprising that I should have been surrounded in a miasma of sickness, that I should actually come down with it myself. I have that kind of full feeling in my chest. Well, that doesn't bode well if I do, but whatever. We do what we do, we punt on the rest. Beauty. It's a beautiful day. It'd be a good day to work in the yard. I hope they make good progress. I'm pretty sure they'll have to. They were talking about setting concrete, so I'm pretty sure they'll have to set the concrete and then come back and put the fence posts up, but maybe not. Maybe they'll do it all in one swoop. Been invited to a local book club. They picked Quarter Share a month ago. And they've invited me over because one of the members is one of the people that I used to work with at the university, and asked if I would be willing to come and hang out with them next time they meet, which I think is a week from today. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. So perhaps I'll put that on the calendar. I have to get back to them pretty quickly, let them know. Wednesday the 19th, I think, is the day that I go to have my teeth fixed. And then the 20th is go to school again. Of course, I'm doing that again on Thursday this week, so day after tomorrow. I'm not saying much. I'm not thinking much. I'm just sort of admiring the morning, I think. Listening to my breath in and out. Listening to the sprinklers. Somewhere there's a bulldozer or something working. I can hear the engine. Troop on bicycles here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Three kids, a woman on a bicycle with a chihuahua in the milk crate on the back of it. It's not something you see every day. It's not something I see every day. I guess that's what I get for coming out at sort of a between hour.
scent of freshly sawed wood. My wife accuses me of not being able to smell anything. Or hear anything, for that matter. But, actually, the problem is that when she smells something, I don't necessarily smell what she smells. Odors have a different association with her, and so something that she smells that might be horrendous and offensive is not something that I even notice, so I don't smell it. But out here in the morning air, I smell all kinds of stuff. It's that dryer sheet smell again. I'm pretty sure it's not my clothes because they haven't been near a dryer sheet in way too long. There's a rich sort of earthy smell. Oh, and there's the tree that's turning yellow. I was too close to it. The top of the cottonwood, the big cottonwood on the corner, has started to turn just a little bit. The branches on the top part of the tree have developed a bit of a yellow tinge on the leaves. Yes. It's not the light, it's actually the leaves. So fall is coming, which I suppose is the cue for saying winter is coming. I wonder what the winter will bring. I wonder what the winter will take. Okay, well, I've made my walk before the fence guy got here, so that's good. Let's see how this works out. Get them set back straight again. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow will be another day. I'll talk to you then.